Good. Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the Medina Township Board of Trustees meeting to order. It's July 31st, 2018, at 6:04, and this is an emergency meeting. If I get a roll call, please.
Michael Stolpa.
Here.
Mark Raddis.
Here.
And Ken DeMichael is absent.
All right, if everyone would stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can you take a moment of silence for our military personnel here and overseas, along with our first responders? Thank you. At this time, I'd like to go into executive session for imminent litigation with Mark Raddis, myself, the fiscal officer, and our prosecutor, Tom Karras.
Second.
Roll.
Mr. Stolpa.
Aye.
Mr. Raddis.
Aye.
This time, we're going to go into executive session at 6:05 p.m.
Mark's bringing them. Why is he stupid? Here, we're gonna get up. Be good. Okay. There it goes.
This time, I'd like to make a motion to come on executive session with the two trustees, the fiscal officer, and the prosecutor. No decisions were made.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa.
Aye.
Mr. Raddis.
Aye. This time I'd like to move for the adoption of the following resolution. Resolution number 07312018-14, a resolution to facilitate the conveyance of the Remsen Road building at 3334 Myers Road, Medina, Ohio 44256. Auditor's parcel number 026-06B-25-030, pursuant to and in accordance with a certain real estate sales agreement entered into on June 25th, 2018 between the Board of Medina Township Trustees and Creative Housing Incorporated. Whereas on June 25th, 2018, this Board of Medina Township Trustees approved by unanimous vote an agreement to sell the property known as the Remsen Building, 3334 Myers Road, Medina, Ohio 44256. Auditor's parcel number 026-06B-25-030. In compliance with the Ohio Revised Code, section 505.10A6, and whereas pursuant to said agreement, all conditions of the sale have been satisfied by the parties, and no further action is necessary to complete the transaction, except for the executing and delivering of a deed of conveyance from the Board of Trustees of Medina Township to Creative Housing, Inc., and whereas, as a consequence of inadvertence, the Board, when approving the sale on June 25th, failed to authorize and designate a representative of the Board to execute the deed, a deed of conveyance. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Medina Township, Medina County, Ohio, that Section 1, the Board authorizes and designates Trustees Mark Raddis and Michael Stolpa to execute the deed of conveyance necessary to complete the transaction approved on June 25th, 2018, and all such and such shall be deemed full execution of the deed. Section 2. It is hereby found and determined that all formal actions of this board and any of its committees concerning and relating to the adoption of the resolution were adopted in an open meeting of this board or committees, and that all deliberations of this board and of any of its committees that resulted in such formal actions were in meetings open to the public in compliance with the law. Section 3. This resolution shall be in full force and effect from and immediately after its adoption.
This time I'd like to second the motion. We have a roll call, please.
Mr. Raddis.
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa.
Aye. comment. This time I'd like to open the floor for public comment. Anybody wishing to speak, please raise your hand, state your name for the record.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Raddick?
Aye.
This time the floor is open for public comment. Anyone wishing to speak? Yes, go ahead.
My name is Michael Kaminsky. I live in Cook Road. I believe that no sale should have been executed during pending litigation, especially when it was in front of the appellate court, of which case we won. Now, the soccer people and the children have worked very hard on this building. They made a good faith offer. They worked, they paid rent, market rent, and I really think that their dream is to buy this. All of a sudden, there's a first right of refusal based on bogus leases, which the appellate court agreed, based on no consideration, based on really nothing, defrauding the taxpayers. You know, I'm outraged. I am ready to tie this up in court. I don't care. I'll drop $1 million on this. I don't care. The bullies and the freeloaders have to leave. You know, we have to take a stand as people. The lease is put in at the last minute, on the last day, you know, with no consideration, and all that junk in there where, you know, there's nothing paid on it. And now the kids have to pay? I can't live with that. And I'm not going to let it happen. I'll go in front of the appellate court again and again and again, whatever it takes to make it right. Tough decisions are hard to make. Easy ones, you know, you can make, and it's tough. And I don't know how to live with this. It's not right, and it's not going to happen. And I'm telling you, I'm not kidding. I will tie this up forever. I will never go away. It's not right. And the people that put it in there, I think they should be responsible and have to pay the taxpayers back when you act outside the scope of your duty. And you do something like that, it's not a joke. The taxpayers, you know, mean something. And I'm not going to let it happen. So I'm ready to go. I've been doing this for 35 years. I mean, I it doesn't bother me, and I will not be deterred, and I have the money to do it. Thanks.
Thank you. Anyone else? This time I'd like to close the floor for public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Raddick?
Aye.
Mark, you have anything else?
No.
Angela? No. This time I'd like to make a motion to close trustees meeting. Actually, to adjourn trustees meeting, emergency meeting at 6:16 p.m.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Raddick?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.